Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Please, please help. And I'll keep this as brief as possible. 6 months ago, we booked a lovely couple's holiday with our best friends. I was so looking forward to the week away with my wife and the kid and no kids and a bit of adult time. Here's the problem. The other couple have had a bad split up and are now going through a separation after he cheated on his partner. I thought, that's grand, sure. We'll be on our own. And my wife thought the same. And we never mentioned it to her friend. And we just assumed she wouldn't be going. The other night, she called my wife and said she was so down after the breakup, crying her eyes out, and then said, at least the holiday might cheer me up. Niall, she's still going, according to my wife. I told my wife to call her and tell her that we really don't want to tag along, but she said she can't because she's a friend and she's going through a tough time. I told my wife it'll be a disaster, as she'll be moaning about her ex for the whole week and she'll be like a bad gooseberry, but my wife just won't say no to her. And we're going in 3 weeks' time. Now we're arguing because my wife is saying that I'm being heartless. Please ask your listeners, am I actually being unreasonable to not want her sad mate on holidays with us? Please don't mention my name or I'll be in the doghouse as she listens to your show all the time. That's a fair point. Tom. From Tala. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Anyway, I didn't mean, that's not actually his name, by the way, just letting you know. So, they booked the holiday when everything was rosy going back months ago, probably Christmas or whatever it was, months ago. He said it was 6 months ago, so it was Christmas probably. And with the other couple, who were their best mates. Now the other couple have split up because he's done the dirt. And she's miserably unhappy, obviously. And they thought, ah, she won't go with us now because she's hardly going to go on her own, is she? You know, she's going through a separation. She's enough to be worried about. But now she was crying her eyes out on the phone the other day, which says, but at least I have the holiday with you guys to go on. See, your man's not happy at all. He doesn't want her going. The wife says, I can't tell her no. I'll break her little heart. She's already having a tough time. Is he being unreasonable to not want the wife's mate going on holidays like a goose gob? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is he being unreasonable? And should he just go along with it? Just for the sake of it. Texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Babs. Babs.
Hi, Noel.
How are you doing? That's a great. Isn't Babs just a great name? It's a real Irish thing, isn't it? Babs.
Well, not a lot of people call me that. A lot of people now, especially anyone that knows me from the radio, will call me Babs from the flats. But right. Most people call me Barbara. Me dad named me after an ex-girlfriend, so I believe.
Right, okay.
Okay. You know, but yeah.
Is that a good thing, by the way, that he named you after an ex-girlfriend?
Well, I didn't know her, so didn't really.
You know, Barbara Windsor used to be called Babs as well, didn't she?
She was. She was a big Babs, you know.
She was a big Babs in her day, God bless her. I thought she was well known for her Babs.
She was, yeah.
So Babs, here's the thing. What should this lad do? I mean, is he being unreasonable? Should he just run with it? Because it's probably too late now.
No, it's ridiculous. Now, from my understanding of the email that you got, were they going as four couples?
They were going as two couples.
Only?
Yeah.
They were,
with their friends. Yeah, and then the husband of the other girl decided to do the dirt on her. They're now going through a marriage split up. And she's miserably unhappy, crying her eyes out on the phone, and then just happened to mention the day, but I can't wait to go on holidays, which is... So she's
why
still
was
going.
She even, why would she even want to do that? She's going to be there with a happy couple. Why would she even do that? Yeah. I mean, if I was your man, at that rate, he knows what he's going to be in for. Every time she gets a few drinks on, my marriage broke up.
My ex is this and he's that.
Yeah.
He's with that tramp. I mean, he went off with that tramp.
If I was him, I'd back out of it and leave the two of them to it if his wife's not going to say anything.
But see, his wife, I get the impression from the email his wife is just as pissed off, right? Because she rang the wife the other night. They assumed she wasn't going.
Yeah.
But she rang the wife and she was crying about the breakup and all that again, right? And she said, at least the holiday will cheer me up. So the wife was just as in shock as she was. But the wife is kind of saying, look, I can't tell her she's not coming. That would be heartless, you know?
Well, not if she's after paying for it and that. But like at the end of the day, Oh, do you know what? I wouldn't be going away with someone like that because, I mean, she's going through her turmoil and
she'd be a buzzkill.
She's going to be latching on, and then you don't know like how she's going to carry on over there. You know what? Some people are like the sunshine, the rebound. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, yeah, she might, I mean, yeah, she might be drinking a bit too much.
Yeah, you know, like, and she is going to spoil it for them because they're going to have to keep consoling her every time she has a supposed to drink near her lip. You know that way?
and then when she gets drunk, she'll be worse.
If I was your man, if he had to go, I'd be settling in other pubs rather than sitting with the pair of them because the other girl's going to have no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they make up their mind when they do go to go off and do their own thing and leave her to it. And if it breaks up the friendship, well and good. You know, at the moment, like, if the pair of them want to have a good holiday, that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to go their own way when they get there. And make it rather than
yeah, could you not
more.
Just have a Barney with her? Create a Barney with her before you go, and she might not want to go then. Just say, listen.
I say she will go.
I'd bring her up and say you deserve it.
If she's like brazen enough to go anyway, surely she knows she's not going to have a great time by herself. Because if I was the other couple, I would leave her by herself. Just go off. Just get out of the hotel before she even gets up out of her room.
Everybody's going to say we sound so heartless, Babs.
Yeah, well, you know,
but I wouldn't want a gooseberry.
With a bit of common sense. Even that woman with a common sense. Why would you want to go on holiday with a couple that's actually happy? Well, they're not going to be very happy if they have to stick with her. They're going to be as miserable as she is.
Yeah, because she's just a buzzkill now.
Holiday. Yeah. It'd be a waste of a holiday.
Have you ever, by the way, Babs, have you ever been a gooseberry?
No, I've never. I've often helped when people having problems, like, I'd listen. Yeah. But that's about all, like...
So you've never gone out with a couple for dinner or something?
No. I just don't see the point in that. No. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anytime I've ever gone out, just maybe all girls, you know, that way.
Yeah.
But I do think that the only way they'll get out of that, if she is gone, is to go off and do their own thing and leave her and let her be miserable. It's no point to treat her and be miserable.
Yeah, do you think with a few drinks on her, she'll find somebody over there?
You know what I mean? She's probably going to be...
Overcompensating,
and anybody that gives her the look should be, you know.
Well, yeah. Do you do that when you go on holidays, Babs? Anybody who gives you the look when you have a few drinks on you? Do you overcompensate?
Just look at me and they know to steer clear.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Anthony as well. Anthony, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Anthony?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. Anthony, now, I understand the dilemma that they both find themselves in. I don't know why the husband is blaming the wife. It's not necessarily her fault. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. So what should they do?
Well, like I was saying to Ruth there earlier on, two's company, three's a crowd. That's a very old saying.
Mm.
And I have a friend, and I won't identify him, but I probably will if he's listening. But anyway, his wife has five sisters. And his mother-in-law is a widow.
Right.
And if they go on holidays, at least one, if not two of the sisters and their husbands have to come on holiday. And sometimes the mother-in-law would come along as well.
Oh, jeebus.
I would just have a complete nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going on holidays with people.
Yeah.
No.
It just doesn't work.
Just for the couple.
No, I've done it before. It's a disaster.
It is a disaster.
Because everybody has a different idea of how you enjoy a holiday.
Well, unless you're the Adams family or something, it might work out perfect, you know. Bring Uncle Fester and the grandmother along and, you know, and the butler. But other than that, I mean, that's never going to work.
So how do they deal with this situation, Anthony? Is it all, you're like yourself and Babs are singing from the same hymn sheet. You're both telling me it's a bad idea. But how do you deal? You're not giving me an answer. The question he's saying is, am I being unreasonable? Because he asked her to ring the mate and say, listen, we'd rather you didn't go with us. The sad mate. As he calls it, the sad mate.
But, yeah.
And now he's in the doghouse because the wife is saying, I can't do that to her.
Why would you want to be a latchico, as we'd say here?
But you're telling me all these things. She wants to be the latchico. She wants to go. She was crying on the phone to the wife the other night and then turns around and says, well, at least we have the holiday to look forward to.
Well, get her a number of a good therapist then or something.
Now,
you know?
Can I get in there?
Yeah, go ahead, Babs.
I do think they should sit down with her and say, listen, when we get over there, we're going to be doing our own thing. That's what they should say. And maybe she might pull out. She probably wouldn't want to be on her own.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably gone because the other two is gone. You know, but I would say, if I was them, as you say, let them have a little bit of a Barney. And like, even just to let her know, listen, we'd be doing our own thing.
Yeah.
As a couple. You know, yeah, and if you fall out, yeah, you fall out. And then maybe, like, she won't go. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree totally with Babs, what Babs just said. I totally agree with that. I mean, she's not their child. They're not responsible for her, like. You're an adult. Go and get a holiday yourself, or go on a dating site, or find yourself a therapist if you can't find a holiday for yourself.
Yeah. No, I
don't
know.
Don't be leeching off of someone else, like an old slug hanging off a plant or something, like.
Did you ever, by the way, have you ever gone, Babs, have you ever gone on a family holiday with loads of people?
I have. I did 32 of us went this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And it was all, but my everybody knows me, and they know I do my own thing, and I did my own thing. Now, when I had my daughter with me, because it was a holiday for her 24th going back during the pandemic, and we had to use her up. But, like, they brought all their babies and all, and I made it clear from the start. I might be on my own, but I'm not your glorified babysitter. And I went off every day and travelled all around Lanzarote. He didn't even see me.
Where'd you go?
I had took a walk up to Asterisk, is it?
Okay.
There was really nothing really happening.
Oh, I remember we were talking to you while you were over there. That's right.
Yeah.
Anthony, have you ever gone away with a group?
No, it was bad enough as a child having to go on holiday with my own family when I had no choice. So I'm not going to do it with strangers.
No, it's a disaster. Because everybody has their own ideas, as I said, of what a holiday is about and what you should be doing. And some people want to go here, and then some people want to go there. And then, say, you're all together, and then, can you all stop? I have to go to the Jackson. I want to go to the Jackson. I want a burger, and I want to stop and have a drink. And you're going off for Jesus. I swear to God,
it's head melting. It's brilliant. I used to love it as a child when we'd go on holidays.
Right.
And it'd be in Ireland. And there'd be about eight of us in the back seat of the car. And my sister's best friend at the time would always have to come along. And the dog would be in the middle. And my mother and father would be in the front. My mother would be all stressed out. And my father would be like, what's keeping ye? Beeping the horn out the front.
Okay, we'll stay there just for a second, because I want to go to James as well. James, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, James?
How's it going?
James, bring in somebody on holidays with you. Particularly in this situation. What?
I don't do it. I do my own thing when it comes to holidays.
Yeah, but what should this guy do, you know, with a sad mate?
Well, maybe she should bring either a sister or a mate or somebody to keep her company, as I said there.
Oh, right. Never thought of this. So
replace the husband with somebody and just say, look, for when me and the husband want to go off and do our own thing, at least you'll have somebody with you so you could do something together.
So say to her, listen, there's a spare spot there, so why don't you invite one of your mates to go with you?
Well, they paid for two seats, so they might have been two people.
I'll go, Niall.
So somebody else can babysit her, you know?
Yeah, and somebody else can feel miserable with her.
You know?
Because she just sounds like a complete buzzkill.
Free holiday, you know?
Sorry?
Some people would probably go because you're getting a free holiday out of it.
Well, that's if it's transferable. Depends on the tickets they bought. Yeah, whether it's transferable.
Well, I mean, even if you're only paying an extra couple of £100, you're getting a nice holiday out of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I never thought of that, actually. That's now, see, both of you, Anthony and Babs, neither one of you have come up with a constructive idea. There's James, he's only in the air 2 minutes, and he's just come up with a constructive idea.
He has brains. He's very
dangerous. I did, Niall. I told you, tell her to go on a dating site or tell her to find a good...
Bit late, which is, well, there's only 3 weeks.
You know,
it's a bit
bad. Mind is wanting to be miserable on a holiday. It doesn't matter who goes with her. They're going to end up miserable, because I can tell you every time she puts a glass to her mouth, she's going to have a whinge.
About her ex. Yeah, see, that's the problem, James. She's gonna inflict her miserableness on everybody.
No, I'm sure there's a relative somewhere along the way that's always agreed with her that he was never any good and he'd have no problem going with her, agreeing with her and saying, I told you so, because...
You were always too good for him.
I was never good enough.
No, you'll be ingratiating yourself with her even more then, and drawing you on her even more, because if that didn't work out, she'd be on to you crying and whinging about that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But you know what? I say she's already went down that route, and the fact that she's going on her own tells a story and all, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, the fact that she's willing to go on her own tells a story.
To go on her own, I'm sure she would have had a look at our friends, and they probably just said, you must be joking if you think I'm going to be sitting listening to you.
I feel bad. Now, I do feel bad for her that she was cheated on. You know what I mean?
Well, she book lots of activities for her before you go. Well, look, we got to
we're talking about her like she's a pet dog.
Put her into the children's room.
See if there's a play area for her. This poor guy, I mean, he has it really bad because James, his wife, is not willing to do anything about it. And I understand why the wife feels a bit awkward about saying to her, listen, we'd rather you didn't go, you know. So, but that's not a bad suggestion, James. You should ring her and say, listen, you know, what's the story with the ex-husband's flight? Maybe he'll show up on the plane. I don't know. What's the story with the ex?
I'd say so. Doesn't say he's pulled out either. Sure.
No, but they're not talking to him, obviously, because he's the baddie.
Oh, okay. He might actually get an extra one and bring the one he's after cheating on her with.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and who knows? He mightn't be the baddie at all.
Tree will definitely be a crowd.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll bring the extra one and make it a very interesting holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. I want to go on that one. I'll be a standby.
By the way, have you been on a holiday yet this year, James? And running were nice.
Yeah, I've been away already.
All right, where'd you go? I'm being nosy now.
I was in Brazil in January.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Yeah. Very, it's a bit different. Where'd you go? To Rio? Yeah, it's a lovely place. All right. Yeah. Okay, listen, lads and ladies, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. I'm looking here, by the way. Somebody sent in a message here, and I'm looking at it on our WhatsApp, that it was 34 degrees in Kinnegad at 1:30. Was that today? Was it today? Yeah. Or was it yesterday? I'm not too sure. Anyway, 34 degrees in Kinnegad. Here's some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in as well. We'll just play one or two of these.
Don't mind her crying in the corner, Niall. It's when she starts making moves on that friend's husband. Then you'll see where the friendship goes.
Do you think that's going to happen? So she get a few drinks on her and fancy the mate's husband? As a second in line. Yeah, maybe.
No, you don't blame the chap, you know what I mean? I'd been working all year, saving up for a holiday, and now the money friend wants to go. Not a hope would you be going. Good luck.
By the way, can I mention as well, there's an overwhelming amount of messages saying that they should have a threesome. What do you say, Ash? What are you saying, Aisling?
I'm saying our listeners' minds today, I don't know if it's the heat or whatever, but yous are filthy.
Maybe she doesn't want a threesome.
Myself and Ruth were listening to voice notes of, now can I say predominantly men? I don't want to be, but I'm being sexist here.
Be sexist, go on, be sexist.
All men either turning around and say, texting in going, they should have a threesome, Niall. Or send them voice notes saying like that. So I didn't give them in to you because I didn't want to play it out. But now I've said it myself on here.
Yeah, saying at least he has a choice of two.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that he shouldn't be complaining.
Let all the fun and games
Could you imagine going with her? She'd be bending your ear. Babs is right. As soon as the drink touches her lips, she'll start getting all teary and moany and giving out about her ex.
To be fair, I think yous are all being really, really harsh on her. I think if it was the other way, look, you need to remember at the end of the day, she has been broken up with. She's looking for somewhere to go with. And why would they not just let her go?
All right, okay. All right. Sorry about that. Talking going on. Because Aisling is outside, see, the studio. She's in the office when she's talking to me. But unfortunately, there's a lot of other people out there working hard as well.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.